Hi everyone, it's Jonathan here, JG Decorator. Sorry, it's been a good 4 or 5 weeks since my last podcast. It's been a busy 4 weeks, went on holiday, so I've got some good stories about that. And then just busy with work once I came back. But holiday-wise, went to France, which was wonderful, as always. Nice to spend a couple of weeks away with my family, my kids. France is a curious place. I mean, you know, full of French people for one, but I mean it's fascinating, the kind of history of the country. You know, very passionate people, very proud of who they are and what they are, and which direction the country is going. Had some good chats with people round about. Went to a city called Dinan, which, if you have an opportunity to go, I would thoroughly recommend it. It's a medieval city. I suppose you could say it was similar to, say, York in the UK, about 20 miles from where I am. Medieval town, and we were in the kind of artist quarter, and it was like Mecca for me. Some really talented individuals, and it was amazing. They had their shops at the front, and then they had their workshops at the back, and the workshops were all open. It was amazing seeing these craftsmen, these artisans at work. There was one particular chap who I got talking to in my broken French, and you could tell that his wares were at the top end, because nothing had a price tag on, apart from one wooden statue which was hand-carved, and he had just finished it, and that was going for 1,500 euros, and it was of a small boy with a guitar. It was just sumptuous, the craftsmanship of it. It was expensive, but you could understand why. And principally, the guy, he worked in bronze, and there were quite a few. The only way that I could describe it is that the kind of pose were very ballerina-esque, but they were nude, so that, you know, they were completely naked. And hell, if you like that thing, then go and buy one. It will cost you an arm and a leg, but the craftsmanship of this man was something to be seen. So if you get opportunity, go to Dinan. The wine and the cheese and the bread every day is wonderful, but having to come back and realizing that you don't fit into clothes that you did before you went on holiday, that was funny. All in all, I mean, it was a wonderful holiday, great weather. I thought from a decorating aspect, it was really strange, because the French seem to be quite bold with their colours. Some really interesting colour combinations for outsides, and whereas we're perhaps a bit more timid, perhaps bit more subtly in our colour choices, the French go all out there for it. It was good. So I've had a great few weeks. Sorry I've been neglecting my podcasts. Hope everyone's well, and I'm going to follow up this rambling podcast with a proper decorating one. So speak to you soon.